All right, so the next issue then has to do with apologetics and theology, right? What's the relationship between apologetics and theology? And they're going to argue from a classical approach that actually apologetics is a foundation of theology. So generally speaking, classical apologists understand the purpose of apologetics to be showing the rationality of the foundational truths and principles on which Christian theology is based. So Warfield, for instance, has articulated this classical understanding of the purpose of apologetics as justification of the grounds of theology, perhaps more explicitly than anybody else, right? So notice apologetics is a justification of the grounds of theology. Warfield writes, it is, in other words, the function of apologetics to investigate, explicate, and establish the grounds on which a theology, that is a science or systematized knowledge of God, is possible, and on the basis of which every science which has God for its object must rest. So here, apologetics is the grounds theology, right? It's what kind of holds theology up is what we might suggest here.
Yeah.
So it's foundational.
Right. So it's no wonder why that's the big focus for classical apologetics. When it's your foundation, when it's your base, that's where you want to start. That's where you want to drive things to. And again, no slouch in his own right for theology, but Warfield here is making the case that it's through this reason and logic that we are able to do the science of theology, which I think our atheist friends would probably disagree with of calling it science, because there's so many different interpretations. But just because you have competing theories out there in the world for different sciences doesn't mean that you just throw up your hands and your computer no longer works. Well, the crucial point here is that for the classical apologist, theology is a discipline to which people are invited after becoming a Christian. So theology is the thing that you do after you believe. Thus, he seeks to keep theological questions of controversy among Christians on the back burner in apologetic arguments directed to non-Christians. C.S. Lewis was typical of many classical apologists that he understood the task of apologetics to defend the basic message of, and here's the thing that proves this claim true. He's trying to defend the basic message of mere Christianity and not arguing for one theological or denominational tradition within Christianity. Now, there are critiques that we can go through and go over, but what we're doing is we're going through this book and we're laying a foundation. And I'm saying that mostly for me, holding my tongue. And so, yes.
Yeah, good. So Lewis is an illustration of this, right? We're trying to, the classical apologist is trying to defend basic theism, and then they get to the God, the theistic beliefs of Christianity or the God of the Bible, right? So again, this two-step approach,
right?
And so that's what Lewis is referring to.
Right. Here. So you're not going to have a question of, who's baptism for? Children or only professing believers to the non-Christian? Well, why are we going there? Let's figure out the main basics, like. Is God the ultimate standard? Is he the creator? Did he send a son? Lewis wants to boil down kind of the big messages of the Christian message, and those are the things that he wants to put forward to the unbeliever to get him convinced, and then we can, under the scope of this tent, we can have our little fiefdoms.
That's right. All right, so that's apologetics and theology.